Hi, I'm Dr. Joyce Starr, and welcome to Rights Radio, brought to you by RightsRadio.com, StarPublishing.com, and StarPublications.com. That's Star with two R's. Our topic today, bankruptcy. Should you file for Chapter 7? Filing for Chapter 7 bankruptcy has both benefits and perils. The first question you should ask yourself, if the attorney fails to do so, do the sums involved justify the pain? Filing for Chapter 7 means that all property in the home is part of the bankruptcy proceedings, including your jewelry, computer, furniture, and even your bed. The court has the right to take control over and sell all property. You must list every single item. This also includes copyrights and intellectual property rights. If you're an author, and while it rarely happens, even your copyrighted books could be seized by the court in order to pay off your debt. Goodbye, income stream. The total exemption on all personal property is $1,000. As one attorney stated, the court can come in, take everything, and sell it. While they seldom do, the debtor shouldn't take the chance on being the test case. Every item must be listed for the courts. You cannot lie or try to hide a single asset, including the television. While assets can be valued at 10 cents on the dollar, they still have the right to take everything minus the $1,000 exemption. The courts will examine attempts to hide assets, such as putting your car in another name. Even if you pay off the car, the court has the right to seize it. If you pay it off and put it in someone else's name, perhaps a relative, they still have the right to seize and sell it on the premise that you were trying to hide it. For example, let's say you owe money on your car, but pay it off and transfer the title to another family member before filing for Chapter 7. Though unlikely, the court can seize the car and sell it to pay off your creditors. Another scenario, you include the debt on your car in your bankruptcy filing. Let's assume that your car has a book value of $8,000, but you owe $3,000. The court seizes your car, sells it, in which case you lost the equity, but allows you a $1,000 exemption. In other words, you lost the car, lost the $5,000 equity in your car, now have $1,000 in cash, but no car. You must rebuild your credit in order to purchase a car and start the cycle all over again. Chapter 7 attorneys will not negotiate with the bank over your mortgage. The only way to get the bank to lower the rate is to default, which will then affect your credit. They will not negotiate with credit card companies. The only way to convince credit card companies to reduce the debt is to default, in which case they may settle for 50%, conditional on paying in one or two lump sums money you don't have. You must pay income tax on the difference between what you owe and the settlement amount. Your credit will be ruined and you'll be out of pocket for the expense of paying it off. If you have a mortgage, your home may or may not be protected in a Chapter 7 filing. You'll be required to affirm your intention to pay the mortgage. Depending on the laws of your state, the bank that holds the mortgage could reject your petition, and now you've lost your home as well. During the bankruptcy proceedings, you must maintain other payments due. For example, if you fail to pay your condo fees or assessments, the condo will foreclose even faster than the bank because, in their view, they have an obligation to protect the other owners. Plus, you will have to pay both fines and escalating attorney fees. This is a major crisis across the country where people are losing their homes over failure to pay even small sums to their homeowners associations, which then turns catastrophic over escalating attorney letters and related fees. The owner might owe $500, can't pay on time, gets a letter from the attorney, now owes the $500 plus a late payment, plus $1,500 charged by the attorney, then for the next letter, next fee, and so on. North Carolina is holding hearings over the crisis of so many condo owners and HOA owners losing their homes over failure to pay what were initially. North Carolina is holding hearings over the crisis of so many condo and HOA owners losing their homes over failure to pay nominal fees, including assessments. Now let's say that you filed for Chapter 7 and lost or sold your home. Where do you live? Many condos and apartment houses will deny renters with bad credit and those who have been through recent bankruptcy or Chapter 7. Chapter 7 is not a home-free card. Condos today want proof that a renter's financials are strong. One condo president told me that she prevented several from renting on this basis. Therefore, hopes of renting another unit down the line is not a pretty picture. And don't even think about failing to pay your property taxes. In principle, if you fail to pay, the bad guys can take ownership of your home just by paying your back taxes. Yes, they will incur your mortgage debt, but may have the resources and experience to work the system much better than you. Filing for Chapter 7 has obvious benefits as well. One woman with great credit charged up $40,000 on her cards in order to pay for vital dental work that she could not afford and was not covered by her health insurance. She waited 3 months following the dental work and then filed for Chapter 7. The court was lenient and did not seize her property or her car. She no longer has the credit card debt and has a mouth full of shiny new teeth. The question is, how will Chapter 7 take a bite out of your life? Filing for Chapter 7 has obvious benefits as well. One woman with great credit charged up $40,000 on her cards in order to pay for vital dental work that she could not afford and was not covered by her health insurance. She waited 3 months following the dental work and then filed for Chapter 7. The court was lenient and did not seize her property or car. She no longer has the credit card debt and has a mouth full of shiny new teeth. The question is, how will Chapter 7 take a bite out of your life? And this is Dr. Joyce Starr, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.